Ministry leaders are helping to draft a country's constitution. The message of the gospel provides hope to Mozambique, and women are learning how to share their faith more effectively in Southeast Asia. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. It's been over 4 years of labor pains for one South Asian nation. Peace is crumbling. A handful of coalition governments later, and there's still no draft constitution. Leaders have been wooing fringe groups to be a part of the drafting process. Joe Handley, president of Asian Access, says some of their country directors are helping.
The hope is that they can help draft the Constitution in such a way that it would give stronger rights and encourage the Christian witness in the country.
Church leaders continue to face persecution and threats daily.
Many of these groups have been known to burn down churches and actually kill pastors. And the leaders of Asian Access in South Asia have received a threat for ransom.
There's hope and there's reality. And there's prayer.
They are desperate for our prayers, and they have asked us over and over again recently, please mobilize troops for prayer for South Asia.
Meanwhile, a top reform leader in Egypt says he won't be running for president. Mohamed El-Baradei is a moderate. It's another blow to the hope of Egypt becoming a secular state rather than an Islamic-ruled nation. President of ION Network USA, Rody Rodehaver, says some Egyptians believe radicals have hijacked their country.
The young people who met on January 25 and started that revolution in the square are now feeling as if it was all for nothing. And perhaps January 25th would be a day when they would have to start the revolution over. And there's a hopelessness.
Christians are viewing this as an opportunity to provide hope in Christ.
I can tell you that there are meetings happening to train young Egyptian Christians how to share their faith and how to speak to the vacuum, the hopelessness that now exists.
IN Network is supporting these efforts. Go to missionnetworknews.org to support them. You're listening to Mission Network News. Mozambique is still struggling to recover from the weight of a war that was never hers to bear. That's partly why stability and hope are so attractive. Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer says,
because of the fractured infrastructure of the country, the finances of the country are not stable. It's just hard to stay alive in many places, and the message of Jesus Christ provides hope.
The team just finished the first ever recording of the New Testament in the Sena language. The local church took off with a project from there.
The national church, who provides us with the readers, those people now are helping to organize the distribution.
Theirs isn't the only enthusiasm. There are many others who are eager to help, which made new studios necessary. A team's heading there January 19th to put on the finishing touches.
Really honor the Lord in the whole process. People need to be praying for the open hearts and minds of the people who are going to hear God's word for the first time.
Next, a missions research ministry is mourning the loss of its leader today. GMI's president and CEO Michael O'Rear suffered a sudden heart attack January 11th. After several days in intensive care, he died yesterday of complications. A memorial service is scheduled for Wednesday, January 18th in Colorado Springs. O'Rear has led GMI since 1991. The 57-year-old O'Rear is survived by his wife Laura, four adult children, and one grandson. You can read more about O'Rear's life at our website. And Gospel for Asia Women's Fellowship groups are helping women learn to share Jesus with their neighbors in Southeast Asia. These sisters in Christ are learning that God values them equally to men. In another area, a Christian women's convention was held. These women are so eager to learn that many of them recorded the messages on their cell phones so they could listen again and share it with other women who couldn't attend. Pray they can implement these new ideas. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Is your church looking for great missions resources? How about the Mission Network News monthly bulletin insert? Up-to-date news and information to help get your friends out of the pew and actively involved in outreach. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org to see a sample and subscribe. I'm Greg Yoder.